Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey. Queer? I better not. I don't want you to kill me. And I got this cold.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. So, how you been?
Pretty good. Work's busy, though.
Wow. You think they'd have a log in just spreading it there. Well, I should get going.
It's good to see you.
Yeah. You brought this on yourself.
Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, no!
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that man's behind. Oh. When you bag dance, you pull down their pants and you get in that orgy line.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Oh, my God!
Stroke that cock. Stroke it. Pump it. Oh. Pump that cock. Oh. Pump it. In and out. Just stick it in. Oh, and fuck it.
Very pretty rectum.
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that man's
sweet rectum.
When you bag dance, you pull down their pants and you...
Never do a Slim Jim, oh yeah!
Harry Potter was now too full of cock to take any more.
What more do you want me to say besides I love big black cocks in my mouth? I can't get enough of it. I'm cuckoo for big, black, uncircumcised smegma cocks. I love it. Even if they can take off.
Oh, God damn.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal, and it may be too late when you discover he is mentally ill.
It is a nation of fags. That's right.
Jeff, you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Oh,
oh my God!
Gorgals, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark's at it.
Dangerous. Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and tappy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Why,
yes, everybody, Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time to end the week with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. I was so close to an interview with Raymond 14 yesterday. It broke my heart that it didn't happen. He said he was going to be available all afternoon. He was asking me all about my information, phone number, Skype name, email, and then nothing. Nothing! And I have to give you guys credit. Thank you so much for continuing to post on his wall. Philip said, it's a shame you couldn't do the interview with Tim Henson. Hope to hear it soon. You'll be marvelous. Wes wrote in, Raymond, I want to talk about your career. So far, you're doing well. You have decent internet penetrations, but you could do so much more. And then he adds, what I mean by this is do the interview with Tim Henson. Distorted View has a large enough audience and a big enough market share, that you could go from prime time to feature film in one 10-minute segment. Think about it, Raymond. I can't tell you what to do, but I think this is the right step for you. Raymond did not respond to anyone. Jessica says, bro, I'm disappointed you didn't do the interview with Tim today. Also, I'm super pissed at you. Again, Raymond has remained silent, but he does post a lot of YouTube videos. That's all he does online, and then he shares it on Facebook. So if you want to join Raymond's Facebook page, add him as a friend. His name is R-E-Y-M-O-N. That's how he spells Raymond. And last name is Liss, L-I-S-S. And I encourage you all to write on his wall. Tell him to do an interview with me, for Christ's sakes. Come on now. All right, I've got some great audio to share with you. Apparently, a pilot for Southwest Airlines is in some trouble. He was talking to his co-pilot and didn't realize that his radio was on and transmitting. So the control tower heard everything he was saying. Apparently, other pilots heard what was being said. And he had some not-so-kind things to say about gays and also fat people. And the elderly. It was like he was doing his own version of Distorted View Daily for the flight crew. All right, take a listen to this Southwest Airlines pilot.
Well, but I had Tucson, Indy, all 4 weeks. And Chicago cruise. 11 out of 12. There's 12 flight attendants, individual, never the same flight attendant twice. 11 fucking over-the-top fucking ass fucking homosexuals and a granny. 11. I mean, think of the odds of that.
I'm sorry, that just needed to be said.
I thought I was in Chicago, which was party land.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it was just the continuous stream of gays and grannies and grandes.
Grandes, I believe, are fat people, right? It's pretty clever, the three G's. Grannies, gays, and grandes.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I hate 100% of their ass. So, 6 months, I went to the bar three times. In 6 months, three times. Once with the granny and the fag, and I wish I had gone. At the very end with two girls, one of them that was probably doable, but we ended up...
She's probably about, a six or seven?
Going to the bar and then to the crew room in St. Louis, and all these two women wanted to do was one wanted to berate her sister, and the other wanted to bitch about her husband. Literally. For 3 hours, me and the FO.
Stop bitching about your husband and get back at him by banging a Southwest Airlines pilot.
Me and the FO. When that was done, 2:30 got back to my room. I'm like, why the fuck did I step?
Okay, whoever's transmitting, you better watch what you're saying.
Okay, that was either another pilot or someone from the control tower.
Okay, whoever's transmitting, you better watch what you're saying.
By the way, he doesn't then watch what he says.
Friendly. But there's still moped. You know what I mean? I still wouldn't want anyone to know if I had banked him. So
the one that is doable, he wouldn't want anyone to know that he had sex with her. Not a proud moment for him.
I still wouldn't want anyone to know if I had banked him.
He wanted to get his dick wet.
So, I mean, it was a complete disaster for 6 months. Now I'm back in Houston, which is easily one of the ugliest bases. I mean, it's all these fucking old dudes and grannies, and there's like maybe a handful of cute chicks.
But mostly grandes and grannies.
Okay, someone's got a stuck mic and telling us all about their endeavors. We don't need to hear that.
Right, but again, I don't think anyone here, so...
Houston, Skywest 635, we're 195-230, and that was not us.
So all the pilots are checking in, saying, wait, it's not us.
Skywest 6285, Houston Center, Roger, climb and maintain, flight level 360.
Sounds good.
360, Skywest 6285, and they wonder why airline pilots have a bad reputation.
Oh, I think at this point, the Southwest airline pilot finally stopped.
Zone 28, contact Fort Worth Center now, 133.1.
And it wasn't us either.
Yeah, apparently everyone checks in, and they were able to determine which pilot said the offending remarks. Now, it wasn't meant to go out, but it did, so the pilot got in trouble and had to go to diversity training or something. I guess it's okay if you have these thoughts or the beliefs that, you know, you hate the gays and you hate the grandes and grannies. But you are on the clock, and you're representing whatever company, so I guess the diversity training was in order. I don't think it changed his mind. He still hates the grandes and gays. Moving on now, I gotta tell you, before I move on, I had Red Lobster to eat today, and there was, some butter that I was dipping my lobster in, and I must have got some on my upper lip. Now, I don't even really have a mustache anymore. I'm trying something new, the Amish look, where it's just like the beard, right? But it's very, it's very sculpted around my jawline. But I shaved off my mustache, you see. And, true, I haven't shaved in a few days, so there is a bit of stubble. But oh my god, does my upper lip stink. It's got that spoiled milk smell again. And it's from the goddamn butter, I'm thinking. I've been smelling it for hours, and I couldn't take it anymore. And so I washed my face with soap and water, and I can still smell it. Oh, it's putrid. I've got a new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. We've played this girl before. She's in a wheelchair, has the whole tube in her and everything. She's a mess. Remember she sang that song, My Vagina Ain't Handicapped? Well, she's back doing a Biggie Smalls cover now.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
It's me again.
Hi.
I know I haven't made a video in, 2 weeks, but it's not like anyone's waiting for my videos anyway.
Oh, I'm waiting.
I'm not really
with
good at what I do.
Breath.
But here goes another video. This one is juicy. by Biggie Smalls.
I'm going to sing Juicy.
And it goes out to pretty much everyone that I forgot in my last two videos.
My favorite comment, by the way, is Biggie Smalls wasn't in the Crips. Just awful.
Juicy.
In Juicy. Awful and Juicy.
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 Let me save that. You'll be hearing that sound drop quite often on Distorted View Daily.
Juicy.
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 All right, let's listen to this bitch.
Fuck all you scared of grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front of. And called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughters and all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
all the niggas in the struggle. Sound good, baby.
I know how you can make this song even better. It's the Tim Henson Juicy Juice remix.
Juicy.
Moving on, I've talked many times about Cleveland. I lived up near Cleveland for a long time, and just how awful the newscasts are, especially in the morning. The fake witty banter, the low production values, and Fox 8 really is the worst. Rob from Cleveland knows what I'm talking about. At any rate, here is a news story they were reporting on this morning.
Well, more bodily functions in the news this morning. The next time you pass gas...
She's already having trouble reading this story, by the way.
Well, more bodily functions in the news this morning. The next time you pass gas, make sure no police are around. A man in West Virginia faces assault charges after police say he passed gas and fantasy.
She's lost it. There's just no recovering from that one. I should know. I've read Sextastic Tuesday stories that were all about farts, and I've lost it. And it's very hard to recover.
The officer. I mean, don't laugh. After the man was already arrested for DUI, according to police reports of St. Cruz, I can't even get through this.
He passed the gas so loudly, the officer said it was, quote, very odorous and created... It created contact of an insulting or provoking nature.
You were provoking me with your farts. That's a pretty powerful burst of gas.
Mr. Anchorman.
See, that wasn't even right. That was, to put that story in there was wrong. That was wrong, man.
I didn't even see it when I was looking through the story. You stuck that in there.
Very important news happening in Cleveland. This is why you're watching.
Very odorous.
All right, Fox 8 News.
There you go.
All right, very good. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. This is the part of the show where I beg you for money, but hey, it's how I make my living. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you can sign up for SuperFreakSideShow.com. It is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been at this since December 2004, and even before that, I was doing DV in various forms. You can listen to all of these past shows, well over 1,400 at this point, I'm guessing. I don't know. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Yesterday was an exclusive show. Tuesday we did an extended program. Got a video cast for you in the works, too. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideShow.com. Help support the show there. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. I want you guys to remember the term bagelhead. You heard it here first. It's something that will inexplicably become mainstream in years, if not months. Bagelhead's pretty much what it sounds like. Your head looks like a bagel. It's like, this is the stupidest thing in the world, and it comes from Japan, okay. Roichi Karapi Maeda, or something, I don't know how to pronounce that, is a photographer and journalist who's been obsessively documenting the underground rise in popularity of Japanese extreme body modifications for the last 20 years. He also happens to be the man responsible for bringing the bubbly saline injection-based forehead look to Japan. Obviously, it's now huge there. Saying that, even though it's exactly what you'd expect from the country of loo-roll dispenser hats... I don't know what that is. Apparently, body modification is still somewhat of a taboo out there, with journalists who choose to cover it usually doing so at the risk of their own careers. Now, if you take a look at today's album artwork, you can see what bagel heading looks like. You can also check it out at distortedview.com if you can't see the album artwork. It's something that needs to be seen. And once seen, let me warn you, it cannot be unseen. I also urge you all to go to vicestyle.com, and I'll put a link on the show notes today so you can actually read about bagel heads and you can see pictures of them and stuff. They did an interview with this journalist, and some of the questions they asked him were, when did saline infusions start to get popular? And the dude answers, well, actually, I happened to meet Jerome, who was the person who pioneered saline infusions in 1999. ModCon is an extreme body modification convention, and it just happened to come to Japan that year, so I went to cover it for Burst Magazine. I got talking to Jerome, and we stayed in contact. Then eventually I experienced saline with him in 2003, and he gave me permission to bring it to Japan. So I set up a team in Tokyo to administer infusions for other people. That's been going on since 2007. Now, we've talked about infusions gone horribly wrong. Remember that bitch who, I think she was in some Asian country, and she wanted to look pretty, and she was, like, injecting herself with Crisco or something? Fucked up her whole face. She looked like a Muppet. So the guy goes on to say that the process is actually easy. We use medical saline solution, and using infusion, we pump it into the forehead for about 2 hours or until it's ready. Now, I'm looking at some of the various infusions. Some of them just look like a huge, like, protrusion out of the forehead. Like, someone's got an enormous brain that can't be contained in their skull. Some look like a butt, where it's like, you know, a big lump with a crease in the middle. Got a butt forehead. And then my favorite, of course, is the bagel head, where it looks like there's a bagel, a big round bagel with a hole in the middle in their forehead. So the journalist from from Vice Style magazine asked, well, what's the deal with the bagel head look? How do you get that effect? To which this guy says, oh, you just press your thumb in the middle of the forehead while the saline is being pumped in. And that creates the donut bagel effect. That kind of sounds like a term Raymond 14 would come up with. Okay. I want to talk about bagel heads. All right, so there you go. That's what's happening in Japan. Bagel heads. Second story we have for you today comes from Boulder, Colorado. Boulder police are searching for a peeping Tom who lurks under a portable toilet. They just look for the guy who's drenched in shit. A woman told police she saw something moving in the tank under the toilet at the Hanuman Yoga Festival on Friday. She told police she walked out of the toilet and asked a nearby man to look inside. You gotta see what's inside the toilet. He didn't believe her at first. What the fuck were you eating? You shit out a man. He didn't believe her at first because it's a little unusual to see something like that, said Kim Coble, a spokeswoman with the Boulder Police Department. So he went in, not thinking he would see anything, but he did indeed find a man in the tank of the portable toilet. He told police he saw someone inside covered in a tarp. Well, yes, if you're going to be underneath a fucking toilet looking up at an asshole, you should be covered in something. A festival security supervisor was called. He told police he tried to detain a man who came out of the portable toilet a few minutes later who was covered in feces, incriminating, but the man ran away. The security supervisor mentioned that she had seen the man who was in the toilet a few days prior, possibly bathing in the creek, trying to get all that shit off of him. That is why we think he might be a transient, and some people might know him. It's why we are asking people to get in touch with our detectives. I wish the term hobo would come back. That's my favorite. If he's found, he could face a charge of criminal attempt to commit unlawful sexual contact. The Peeping Tom is described as a white man, about 20 years old, who is very tall, approximately 6 feet 4 inches to 6 feet 8 inches tall. The fact that he could fit inside a toilet is impressive. The man had short dark hair. He was wearing leather bracelets on his wrist, dark gray sweatpants. Oh, yeah. That's the official attire of homeless people. And no shirt or shoes. Witnesses told police the man had several cuts on his back and legs. Oh, could you imagine, like, swimming around in shit with cuts on your body? Oh, all the infections. One witness told police the man may be a hobo who uses the name Sky. So, So there you go. And finally today, we've got a story from South Carolina, specifically Goose Creek. Sounds a little rural, doesn't it? Two men were having a few late-night beers Sunday in the driveway of a Goose Creek home when things turned violent. Police say one of the men allegedly beat the other with a sledgehammer.
No!
No! Peter Gabriel, no! Stop it! I did not call for you! Every time I say sledgehammer, you... No! Stop it! You do not own the rights to sledgehammer! It's a great song! Okay, stop it! Oh my god! I realize you haven't played in a while, but come on. All right, I'm going to say it again. Peter Gabriel, stop it! I'm going to cut you off. All right. Police say one of the men allegedly beat the other with a sledgehammer, dislodging his right eyeball from the socket. Goose Creek Police responded to 113 Pandora Drive in the Greenview subdivision at around 2 a.m. on Sunday in reference to a possible assault. When officers arrived, three witnesses, frantically yelling for help, pointed them in the direction of the victim, who was lying on the ground behind a pickup truck, holding his eye. The male victim had extensive injuries to his face. Yes, you don't mess with sledgehammers. Head and was bleeding excessively. His right eyeball was dislodged from the socket, and it appeared that he had been assaulted with the sledgehammer. The victim was transported by ambulance. His injuries are life-threatening. Police later arrested 32-year-old Ricardo Perez Flores and charged him with attempted murder. The sledgehammer was recovered at the scene. Witnesses told investigators that shortly after midnight, the victim arrived at the residence with an unknown male who arrived separately in a white Chevy work van. The victim told the group that they had met the man, later identified as Flores, at a gas station and invited him over to drink beer. A tragic mistake. According to the police report, the three witnesses went inside the home while the victim and Flores stayed outside and drank beer. About 2 hours later, one of the witnesses heard banging sounds outside. That was the dude's eyeball. Flores fled the scene. The woman went out to the driveway and found the victim lying on the ground. When officers arrived, she described the suspect as a Hispanic male wearing blue jeans, a white t-shirt, and possibly a baseball hat. Possibly a baseball hat. He's either wearing a hat or not. The victim sustained injuries on his head and trauma to his liver, which caused internal bleeding. So there you go. The first comment, by the way, on this story was from Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt writes, "It was the weekend and he decided to get hammered. Things got rough, so he decided to keep an eye out." He should have turned the other cheek. Very good. Thank you, Mike Cunt. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. This is my favorite part of the show. This is where I get to hear from you guys, my freaks, or my careless fairy listeners, or members of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse, or the Grandes and Grannies. All my listeners, I love you. All right, let's hear from you guys.
Kaboo, Timmy Kaboo. This is Rick Cunt from Hartford, Connecticut. I know it's been a while since I called in. Calling to show two things. One, I am calling about the whole shitting from your mouth thing. I just went through an EMT class and I'm now certified, which is fucking awesome. But I need to let people know to get the whole South Park episode shitting from your mouth image out of your head, because that's obviously not true. Big fucking surprise. Theoretically, it can happen. Long story short, if you don't shit well enough, if you don't shit often enough, you can get your system to back up, and you will have all kinds of bacteria and food bits and waste materials that will come out of your mouth.
Yes, I think the consensus now, I think we've determined that you can, in fact, shit from your mouth, and we can now put that to rest.
Timothy, soggy waffle Henson, if that is indeed your real name,
no,
Chigu, I am told to say, so I've said it, Comfort, you say, morning Dukins, as you say, clearly the work of a homosexual, keep up the good work.
Right? Can't help it, I like the sound of Comforts.
Hello, Tim.
All bubbly and shit.
Hello, Tim. I apologize. This is a spiral ham, sober spiral. Hey, man. There's something about...
You sound so different when you're not wasted.
There's something about your show that makes me act like a fucking idiot when I'm just having a good time.
That's
okay. It's like a magnet.
No worries.
This concludes the spiral ham project. I am a cutter. I am a gooner. I'm an alcoholic and a pothead. I'm also a great husband and a good friend.
I'm
Go
sure
fuck yourself.
Are. Thank you very much. Spiral Ham Fucker checking in.
Jigu and Timmy, it's Mike in New York. Hey, long time no call. I got some bad news for you, Tim.
Uh-oh.
On Wednesday, June 15th, Don LaPree, I'm sure you remember him, the tiny little classified ad guy, was charged with 41 counts of conspiracy, mail fraud, wire fraud, and promotional money laundering.
Wow, yeah, Don LaPree was one of my favorite infomercial guys, and you might not know who he is. He hasn't been really relevant in a long time, but in the 90s, he would have these infomercials. I don't know what he was trying to sell, but he had some system where he wanted you guys, he was going to teach you how to take out small classified ads in newspapers and somehow translate that into immense wealth. He'd always talk about these small classified ads, you know, in his little creepy-ass, smarmy voice. Oh, I'm Don LaPree. All right.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow listener Blackforge here. I'm calling to ask two questions. One's not a question. The first one is, you're doing a great job on your show. I love your show. I listen to it every day.
I do my best.
It's fantastic. And I'm glad I became a Sideshow listener. So everyone else who isn't a Sideshow listener,
bless you.
Do it, because it's awesome. Best $5 I ever spent, or $50, actually.
$5 a month. You realize how tiny that is, how little money that is?
The second one is that I wanted to know if there's a listener by the name of Lewis, a.k.a. Blue Zephos. If he is listening to the program, then he should call in, because that would be really interesting. Thanks, bye.
All right. Lewis, call in, please.
Jigoo, Timmy, it's Mike in New York. Hey, long time no call.
Hey.
I got some bad news for you, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On Wednesday, June 15th.
Which I didn't finish playing,
Don
did
LaPree,
I?
Don LaPree, I'm sure you remember him, the tiny little classified ads guy.
Yeah.
Was charged with 41 counts of conspiracy, mail fraud, wire fraud, and promotional money laundering. He apparently scammed 220,000 people out of $52 million. And they don't like him anymore, so
$52 million. I would have fucking fled the country. Screw you guys.
Excuse me, Mr. Henson. It's Mike from Top 5. I know you're always behind on voicemails, so a while ago someone called in and asked for the Band Geeks to shout out. I was a Band Geek, and I was actually a tuba player, so it makes me a King Geek of the Band Geeks.
Yes.
I don't know if I have any, like, extremely weird stories. I mean...
I told you guys about my band. I was in the band in fifth. I'm sorry if I've told this before, but I was in the band in the fifth grade. It was the first year you could sign up to be in the band, right? And it didn't last very long for me. I played the trombone, and my instructor was a piece of shit and very mean, and he'd always yell at me because my trombone slide wasn't lubed up properly, and he'd embarrass me and say, Tim, go lube up your slide. So I'd go jerk off. I thought that's what you meant. No. So I'd have to go out, because in the hallways where we kept all our, the cases and the stuff for our instruments, I'd have to go up, lube my slide. There was special, you know, stuff that you put on the slide to lube it up. And apparently I lubed it up too much. And as I was playing, I accidentally let go of the slide, and it went flying, and it hit my instructor in the knee, and he was not amused at all.
Sex on buses.
And then shortly after that, I quit.
Going on and all kinds of tomfoolery, if you will. The weirdest thing I ever did is there was this kid that we kind of hated in band. He wasn't really an asshole, just kind of someone who got on our nerves. So one day we went to his house late at night and threw, I think, like 72 rolls of toilet paper on his house and like a couple dozen eggs and flour. And we took some bleach and we bleached the word fag into his lawn. Just, you know, a real big asshole move.
Yeah.
You would never know that the guy ended up being gay. So,
Band Geek Bullies.
Hey, Timmy, it's Only Joe 7 from TotemSoup.com. I just wanted that Go the Fuck to Sleep book. I think that was actually read by Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, I played that on the show, as a matter of fact.
I love you, Tim.
I love you, too. Thank you.
What's up, Tim? I was listening to your, I don't know what show. Hold on, let me check. It's the 520 show, and you're talking, you said, what's Scarred? Scarred was a stupid show on MTV in, like, 2004 or something, where they would take, like, extreme sports fails, like skateboarding and rollerblading fails, like, fails and shit, or the voice crack. But, yeah, so they would
take... I still don't know what the show's about.
Jim, did you know that if you were born a bastard baby, born out of wedlock, you, along with
10 generations are all doomed to the fiery pits of hell, to the charred walls of the damned. That's according to the Bible, of course.
Oh. I was not a bastard baby, but I feel sorry for you who are. What the hell?
Hey, brother. Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Motojob. I had said on today's podcast, which I believe is the 15th, that the phone number was in the show notes. I'm sure I'm probably the 1,000th caller to tell you this today, but anyway, just thought I'd let you know that the phone number hadn't been in the show notes probably since about 2008.
What?
You know, I remember.
Oh, I guess you're right. It's not in there.
I'm hearing it. Every single time, but anyway.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm looking at the show notes right now. I see, our P.O. box is on there, but not the show notes. I will have to rectify that situation today. All right, thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Juicy.
Of course. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow member, sign up right now. Thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Dildo.